The economy of the United States is the largest in the world. Every year, its population produces more than $20 trillion worth of goods and services. That number is what economists call gross domestic product, or GDP. GDP normally grows by a few percent each year. But every so often, something happens that causes it to fall. A large geopolitical event, the collapse of a stock market bubble, or a global pandemic. These falls are called recessions, and they're generally bad news. Unemployment rises, and stock markets plummet. We're told that money makes the world go round, that it doesn't grow on trees, and that it can't buy happiness. Today, though, we're asking, what does money sound like?
You're listening to Loud Numbers, a data sonification podcast. I'm Duncan Gear, and together with my co-host Miriam Quick, we've put together a collection of stories made from data and sound. Each episode will explore a new story through data by creating a piece of music from it. This week, boom and bust.
So, Duncan, where did the idea for this story come from?
I think this was originally an idea of yours. In the notes for one of our earliest meetings about the whole project, you wrote the sound of the US economy over time and sampled drum loops.
Yeah, I had this idea that financial data would work really well in music because it's normally reported in quarters, which gives it a natural 4-4 beat.
We wanted to tell the story of the US economy since the late 1960s. It's a roller coaster ride of booms and busts set against a background of dramatic change in both the United States and in the wider world. There are oil shocks, dot-com collapses, Reaganomics, but overall, the economy keeps on growing.
There's also the dramatic rise of inequality over that time span. At the start of our data, in 1968, the poorest half of the population took home about 20% of national income, while the richest 1% laid claim to about a tenth. Today, those proportions are reversed.
Now, our track is based around a beat, but not just any beat. It's the Amen Break, a legendary drum sample, so legendary that you'll recognise it in an instant. Take a listen. It comes from the 1969 track Amen Brother by the soul group The Winstons. Here it is in the context of the original song. The Amen Break is the cornerstone of entire genres of music, from hip-hop to drum and bass. According to whosample.com, it had been sampled in no fewer than 5,318 songs by the time we recorded this podcast, and it adds another five or so every week.
So let's add one more to that total. Our sonification speeds up the Amen Break to 160 beats per minute to make a track that's heavily influenced by early 1990s UK jungle and rave. Because the US economy is a party, but not everyone is invited.
And there's data in those drum loops. Our track maps the Amen Break to the state of the US economy each quarter. Each 4-4 bar of musical time is equivalent to one financial quarter. When the loop plays forwards, the economy is going strong.
But when the US economy starts cooling down and spinning backwards into recession, so does the music. And when the economy moves out of recession, well, there's no better way to get a crowd going than this.
We also sonify the value of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which tracks the financial performance of 30 leading companies in the United States. It's mapped to a gentle, wispy synthesizer sound, which rises in pitch as the Dow Jones rises.
And we're tracking inequality too, with a sample. There are many vocal samples in this track, and they generally help tell the story of the data at particular points in time, like Ronald Reagan talking about taxation in the 1980s, for example. But you're going to want to listen out for one in particular. It sounds like this. Madman. The volume of that sample represents the share of national income going to the richest 1%. Listen out for the relative volume of this sample throughout the track.
A bad man, in case you're not familiar with the term, is Jamaican street slang for someone who's powerful, who commands respect, an elite, basically. It works on several levels.
And finally, US presidents are fond of making bombastic statements about the economy. So, in years when there was a presidential election, you hear this fat baseline.
US elections happen every 4 years, and so the bass drops every 16 bars. It's lovely when data forms natural musical sounding patterns like this. So that's it. You're ready to hear the whole thing. This is Boom and Bust.
It's the economy, stupid!
Essential for all of us to live and work in lower temperatures. We must ask everyone to lower the thermostat. The cuts must now go deeper.
All of us must learn to waste less energy. If we learn to live thriftily and remember the importance of helping our neighbors, then we can find ways to adjust.
This is unreal. Isn't this disgusting? Why doesn't anybody contact the president? Why is he letting this happen to us?
It is a crisis. It is a crisis.
Reaganomics, fiscal disaster.
It is a crisis. Of confidence.
Reaganomics. 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 Reaganomics.
The power to tax is the power to destroy. The power to tax is the power to destroy.
The power to destroy.
Was a very special decade.
The 80s was a very special decade.
What a bank has for sale.
The 80s was a very special decade.
What a bank has for sale is information.
Reviving the American dream by restoring the American economy.
Sure, I think we all dream. I think that's the fun part of life is being able to have a dream that hopefully someday will come true.
You want to be successful? You want to be like Trump?
Over a long period of time, there's very little risk in stocks. Owning a diversified group of companies, you're going to participate in the growth of America, the growth of America, the growth of America.
The growing power of the internet.
The information technology revolution. The money is flooding out of Wall Street like the dam has burst. There has been the most extraordinary amount of wealth creation. You've got to be perverse to say the market's going to crash.
Hold on to that.
Much of the financial sector has ended up just financing finance, insurance, and real estate, which conveniently the acronym is PIRE. The profits being earned are not actually being reinvested. PIRE. Back into production, back into the workforce, human capital and skill, research and development.
An extraordinary period for America's economy. We've seen triple-digit swings in the stock market. Major financial institutions have teetered on the edge of collapse, and some have failed.
We're in the midst of a serious financial crisis.
Capitalism is the solution.
solutions. Capitalism is the only solution that they have to their problems.
We can fundamentally change the system.
Yes, we can. The American people are hungry. Yes, we can.
The stories we are telling, first of all, they're just stories. The economy is a story.
You want to be successful? You want to be like Trump? You want to be like Trump?
America first. It's going to be only America first.
You want to be successful? You want to be like Trump? Gimme, gimme, gimme. Push, 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 push. Step, step, step. Crush, crush, crush. I know you're rich. I know you got $40 billion. But can you just keep it to one house? There's no way. There's no way that these people should own planes and their people don't have houses, apartments, shacks, drawers, pants. Even if you earned it, you still owe.
This sonification was created by Miriam Quick and Duncan Gear. To make it, we used Google Sheets to wrangle the data, Sonic Pi and Logic Pro X to turn it into music, and Logic Pro X again to turn that music into a track. We also sampled a bunch of YouTube videos under the principles of fair use.
You can find all the numbers we used to create the track in the show notes, and a final version without our commentary on all good streaming services. Search for Loud Numbers.
Big thank you to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis for the data, to Tom Allen and Sylvia Huttner for valuable feedback, to Queer Ear for mastering, and finally to the Sonic Pi community for building a fantastic sonification tool.
On the next episode, we compose a symphony from bureaucracy.